This is Colourful Radio.
Hey, Carl, nice to see you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very well, very well. It's fantastic to be here, Henry. Thank you so much. Elaine, looking fabulous as ever.
Oh, why, thank you.
She really works it, doesn't she?
She certainly does. She certainly does. When did you first hear of Colourful?
Well, it was Elaine, actually, that introduced me to Colourful. And I'm really pleased now that it's DAB.
Yeah.
Because
now
I don't have to be fighting with my laptop to try and get it. To get it through, but it's fantastic, and I'm really pleased that it's now open to a bigger audience, because it deserves to be. You know, there's just not enough colour on our airwaves.
Beautiful. And for those people who don't really know what to expect, especially in terms of music, I mean, what does it do for you as a man who loves his music?
Well, I like to get some reggae in my soul, you know.
Some reggae.
Reggae in this world, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, if I can hear DAB in my car when I'm on the move, then that's fantastic, you know. Obviously, within the speed limit.
Yes. You can get one.
And the bass will be pumping.
Definitely. Because you like everyone to hear what you're listening to.
Of course, yes.
These West Indians in Africa. Look at them. They like to play their music.
You know, what I really love about Colourful as well is the fact that, you know, we can have people like Carl Collins, who's up there on screen and, you know, treading the boards, as it were. And we can have them in on our couch on a regular basis to catch up with what they're doing.
You want him on your couch?
Oh, my couch, baby. That big red one in the corner.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Beautiful.
And I've got to ask Carl, all right? When I first saw you, was on the bill, and you had that beautiful afro. I remember I was kind of just going out to, I don't know, make a cup of tea or something. And then you came on the screen, the afro just took over. Oh, who's that? I weren't married at the time. Let me point that out. And then suddenly you cut it.
Yeah.
Why was that?
We wanted to get some more work.
That was Samson. It was a Samson moment.
Okay.
My power was too strong for them, and they decided that it was time for, you know, to be cut down to size. And Delilah came along and she took those scissors. Now,
did it hurt? Did you cut it for the part?
Well, it was weird because, you know, I don't ever think of myself as being an Afro-weary man. I was just like, well, it's just where I am now, you know.
Yeah.
It was my Maxwell moment. And I think at the time I was quite devastated, more devastated than I expected I was going to be. And in fact, I still have the hair.
Oh, you still have the hair? Well, I have a wig shop. Can I buy it from you?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Well, I tell you what, I can see that you're great. Are you growing it back now? Because you've got quite a bit more hair now. Are you growing it back?
Hair on my head, hair on my face. I go through these stages. When I do a job, I kind of do whatever the part requires, and then if I've got hair, then I can lose it. But if I haven't got hair, I can't grow it. So I'm kind of growing it until someone tells me to get rid of it.
Well, it looks fantastic, and we love it like that.
Now,
oh no, it looks gorgeous. It looks like highlights, baby. What can we expect from you over the next couple of months?
I've got a film coming out in May.
Okay.
A film called The Unloved.
Ooh.
Which is it's about a young girl who ends up in a care home. I can't tell too much about it, but it's a young girl who ends up in a care home, and it's all seen through her eyes. It's about her story, her experiences in the care home. I play one of the residential care workers, and it's directed by and partly written by Samantha Morton, who's one of our big stars here. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great experience doing that. That'll be out in the end of May, Channel 4, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, make sure you come by to let us know.
I will do.
That it's happening, so that we don't miss it.
Definitely.
This is what we're doing here on Colourful Radio. Any well wishes for us?
Yeah, just big up to all the listeners far and wide, yeah? Peace and love. See you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Collins. Let's hear it.
Wonderful.
This is Colourful Radio.